This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 after a Philly 7-3 win on opening day over the Nationals. Did you like what you saw yesterday? A lot of good. I mean, look, they won the game. Alec Bowman's the game-winning hit. The bullpen mostly did the job. Of course, there were those 19 strikeouts.
19 strikeouts stuck out to everybody.
Yeah, but those shadows. You know, you have
the shadows.
19's too much. We did have a caller in our first hour who tried to excuse 19 strikeouts as if they're not a big deal. 19's a big deal. I mean, it's a lot of strikeouts. It's too many. Bryce Harper said that can't happen again. It can't. But I was more encouraged than discouraged. I liked what I saw yesterday. I thought Trey had patient at-bats. I thought, obviously, you know, the Harper and Schwarber home runs were super encouraging because those guys need to do that and do a lot of damage in this offense. And I thought, you know, from Wheeler to Alvarado to Kirkering, their top-end arms really dominated
that
game. They did. The only guy was Romano. We'll get to him because that was not a great first impression for him. We have a $100 gift card to give away from Sunoco today. We're looking for, on a tri-day Friday, a sports venue we should go to. We got a lot of ones I wasn't expecting. I mean, Hugh, the horse race in Italy, Wimbledon, a stadium in Wembley, the Roman Coliseum. They got us going all over the world. Best answer we get today wins a $100 gift card from Sunoco. This hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94-Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94-Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, coming up at 12, Scott Fransky at Fransky Friday on this Phillies off day before the finish of this series this weekend. And we got to get to some big news potentially involving the Eagles here in just a couple minutes. First, though, Rob in Delco. What's up, Rob?
Joe, you with...
Hey, Rob, what's up, Rob?
Hey, listen, Rob's back to his old Rob. Joe, you're driving me crazy.
What did I do?
And Hugh, even you, Hugh, are caving into his softness. Mr. Soft, Joe, you're Mr. Softy now.
What'd I do?
Mr. Softy, they won the game.
Play that ice cream truck coming down your street, Joe. You know what I mean? That's what you sound like today, Joe.
What did I do?
Okay, here's your first thing. How much did we pay Trey Turner?
Well, $300 million.
Okay, and you said he went 0 for what?
0 for 4 with the walk.
Okay, and you also said he didn't swing at the first. Oh, good job! Good job, Trey.
But this is representing progress. This is he had a better approach at the plate yesterday than I've seen him having in 2 years.
Now, I was wrong. I made a prediction he was going to flail at the first pitch, but I was right. He did K. So, ultimately, he did not do his job. And I know it's one game, but come on, Joe. 0-for-4 against Sandy Koufax. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Randy Johnson. Oh, wait, hold on. Now, Mackenzie Gore. Oh, was that? Okay. Yeah, and against an above AAA ball club. You know, this is what we're making our standards. 19 strikeouts. You know how many innings that is, Joe? How many innings is out of baseball is that?
How many what?
Six plus, right? Six and a third, right?
Six and a third. Yeah, yeah, yep.
Okay, six and a third. Okay, now, why the hell did that manager take him out of the game?
Well, his pitch count had to be in the high 90s. I mean, he threw a lot of pitches to get those strikes. Well, I mean, it's the first game of the season.
They ain't going to win many games. You might as well leave his ass in.
I'm glad they took him out because then we got some runs right away.
But that's my point. And I usually don't agree with Kyle, but when we get to the postseason and we're facing the first and second starter of the Mets, of the Braves, of the Diamondbacks, you see progress? I see we're going backwards, Joe. I don't care that we won the game because it's Washington. I really don't care. My standards are all or nothing because you know what? Hugh, you agree with me if I make this statement. If we don't win, JT's gone. Boone could be gone again. We're not going to re-sign Schwarber. Like, this is the last hurrah.
Yeah, they might not run this thing back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's almost etched in stone. This is it.
I agree with that. This is their last run together, Rob. But there's no question. I mean, and I think they know that too. I mean, the way they've talked about it, the way Harper talked about it, they all have. They've all kind of Dombrowski. They've all referenced this their last shot. Hopefully, they keep winning. And look, we didn't have to not strike out 19 times. We agree there, Rob. What do you got for us? A venue we should check out? Sports venue.
I have a great one, but Hugh, pull the blinds down your office because if you have a glare in there, I want you to be able to do your job today. You know what I mean?
It's shiny. I'm shiny.
No. He means because the shadows.
The shadows.
No, I'm kind of self-conscious.
Yeah, no, you're
since
fine.
Since we're on TV.
You're fine. I mean, I
had to.
You were so upset yesterday than the people
looking shiny today.
I wasn't upset. It was just that it was. I thought it was funny.
Vaseline.
You were nervous, man.
I wasn't nervous.
Yeah.
It was just like I just looked like Suge Knight in the Death Row video.
No, but like you were. You were folding.
Yeah. I would say yesterday it was on your mind. Today you're a little more settled in.
Don't get it twisted. Now I'm still looking at it. I see that ball spike. You see that ball. You see that ball spike getting that thing growing too. You see,
I'm not sure it's growing. I'm not sure it is.
Listen, you play a little Bone Thugs and Harmony coming back sometimes. You we're around the same age. Get a little Run DMC coming back.
Yeah, definitely,
But listen, I got a great venue for you.
Okay.
You ready? Iowa, Field of Dreams to watch a baseball game. How freaking cool would that be, sitting in the stands right there?
That's a cool one.
Iowa?
Yeah, well, they did it a few years ago. They had the state, game in the cornfield.
Never seen that movie either.
You've never seen Field of Dreams?
Nope. Oh, you build it, they will come.
It's a great movie, Rob. Yeah. Good phone call. They also did the one last year. I think baseball is trying to do this every summer. They bring a game to a new unique venue. They did the one last year, I believe, in Birmingham. And at the old stadium where they used to play Negro Leagues games, and they were, I think it was Cardinals and Giants, and they wore, like, I forget what jerseys or teams they represented. I thought that was cool, too. Baseball needs more of those, like, special cool events to make, because the baseball season's so long, it just becomes monotonous.
Yeah, break it up a little bit.
Yeah, like when they did the Field of Dreams game, that was like, that felt, like,
cool.
Different. Yeah, it's like something different to tune
in
for.
Iowa, though?
Well, that's where Field of Dreams took place, in a cornfield in Iowa.
No, I'm just saying.
You don't want to go to Iowa? Well, I wouldn't imagine there's much to do there. That's why you go to the game.
No, it's not. I wouldn't imagine that.
Kyle doesn't even like corn, so you're not going.
Oh, I'm anti-corn, but I would go to that game.
You know what I saw yesterday? Oh, that's where I went. The other day when I say I went in the store and I got overwhelmed.
Mm.
Trader Joe's.
Oh.
But Trader Joe's is typically small.
No, but they have so much stuff.
I like Trader Joe's too, yeah.
They had corn ribs.
Did you get them?
No. No, I didn't.
Now, how
but
long did you hang
He's
out
not
in
spending
there?
That
because
long.
Trader Joe's is typically
a smaller show,
and they move
in
and
a
out.
Lot. They have a variety.
But it's I walked in. You know how you walk in? I say I want to get something to eat. I want to grab something to eat, right? So I walked in, and I start looking around, and they had like all the little. They had the what's they called the tempura things and the fish nuggets and all the frozen entrees.
Oh, there's a lot of frozen stuff. Yeah,
and it was like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, and I know the lady probably looking at me like, "What the hell are you doing?" Because I just kind of stood there for a little while because I got overwhelmed, and I just walked out because it was like it was just too much, overstimulated.
I want a live cam on Hugh when he just browses in places for a while. Trader Joe's
looking real like everybody looking like, why is he just standing?
Let's
there?
Go with Pop-Up Douglas.
Yeah, standing Pop-Up.
Yeah.
I was standing because I know I wanted something to eat. But when I walked in the store, it was just too much stuff. It was way too much.
How far are we from someone coming up to you? Excuse me, sir. Do you know where you are?
Are you okay?
I tell you, if that happens, they better catch me in the right mood because you know I'm a little defensive.
Do you need help up the steps, sir?
Hey, you know, it's my old age now. In my demeanor, I get a little defensive. Like, hold on, what you mean? What am I doing? I'm shopping.
By the way, you guys thought I was on one today.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was already saying goodbye to all of our free agents to be.
He did.
After one game.
They are 1-0. They've played one game. They won the game. And we are so mad that we're getting rid of the players already.
You know what I find fascinating
we're
about
back.
Baseball?
We are back!
Baseball fans in general is that we all said we're going to fold our arms and wait to the postseason.
Well, no, but we took the pledge not to do that.
No, we took the pledge.
I feel like our audience is Rob got the assignment. Take the pledge and say what you got to say.
It's funny now how the phone lines are blowing up. And people are mad because it looks similar to what it looked like before.
Yeah, 19 strikeouts a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's pretty valid, is it not?
I mean, I didn't say it wasn't valid. But I'm going to say something. It's probably going to rub a lot of baseball fans.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's the truth.
Don't. Go ahead, say it.
It's one game.
No.
It's one game.
But hold on.
But if you see similar themes.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not one game. It's a continuation.
But we do see similar themes. I give you that. But. Like you pointed out, we saw something different. Trey Turner took a lot of pitches.
28 pitches.
He took a lot of pitches.
And he didn't swing at any first pitch. That's growth. That's at least one day. I will say this,
and this is a truism. We won the game the way that we normally win games.
Ugly. Frustrating. Yeah.
Yes. And with the big bopper. The big bopper. What is it called? Taco? What we call it now? The Bopo Topo?
Well, I don't think either were Oppo Tacos, but they were home runs.
No, but home runs.
Yeah. By the way, I can't stand that phrase. Oppo Taco? Yeah, shut up.
Well, we were having a discussion before the show. Because some people think it's Oppo Taco versus Oppo Bopo.
Most ran into the room.
Maybe just Oppo. I can't. Yeah. The corny add-on is.
You could just say an opposite field home run.
Yeah, what do we in Little League?
It does sound cooler.
Oppo Taco.
Why you guys say it like that, though? You know what that reminds me of? Guilty!
Guilty! I could hear that every day. And we kind of do play it every day. Speaking of, guilty! You know what his snack of the night was last night?
He ran out of snacks, dog.
He ate out of a peanut butter jar. Straight peanut butter. Which is a good snack. I mean, that's.
I'm gonna drop him off some snacks. Yeah, man.
It's not creative in the least.
I think we're.
I'm gonna drop him off some snacks. I got some gummies. You can snack.
Oh no! He does that at like 3 something in the morning.
No,
he's got hours
not,
to go
I'm
on
not,
the show.
I'm not saying. I didn't say what kind of gummies. I just said gummies.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines here. Okay.
Now everybody looking at me sideways.
Well, the guy's trying to do a professional show with peanut butter. All right. Before we go back to the phones. Okay. Eagles news, potential big Eagles news here. Next week is the annual owners meetings, the league meetings. Where are they going to be on? Their yakutas?
The yakutas. Yeah. Everybody pulling up in their yakutas.
In Palm Beach, all the rich people in the
Florida.
NFL. They'll be there next week, and they discuss league matters, rule changes, all that stuff. Well, how about this? Diana Russini on her podcast said, I quote, "I feel like it's getting more momentum in terms of those opposed to it than I've ever heard before." She tweeted, "Nothing is set in stone yet," but this is, of course, by the Tush Push. "But the sense I get from around the league is that momentum around banning the Tush Push is growing."
I do have audio.
Let's hear Diana.
"I'm hearing that the Tush Push is building some momentum. I know we've talked about it here on the show where I said I didn't think that this would probably be the year where I could see change. I feel like it's getting more momentum in terms of those opposed to it than I've ever heard before. Usually it's like everyone's like, nah. There's like those one or two people that sit on it that are against it. But it's catching fire."
"But there was only one team that brought it up. It was the Packers. Now all of a sudden everyone wants to ban it because they can't stop it.
The one to scream it doesn't mean it, you don't, you know, there's some that are probably are sitting there like, I don't want to be the one to raise my hand."
That's just weird to me that it is presented that way. Because you're talking about billion-dollar owners. And, you know, I think to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and who was it, Coach Bowles, when he came out and said, it's a competitive play.
Yep.
And Troy Vincent from the NFL talked about how it's an innovative play that other teams would try to do, but they don't do it to the success of the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a groundswell to get rid of it. I'm thinking somebody called in a favor. I'm thinking that there has been some conversation probably over dinner on the Yakutas. And they're talking about, hey, if you vote this way for me, like they're doing something to try to sway the vote.
Well, that sounds political. I mean,
but that's what it is. That's what it is.
You vote my way on this, I'll get you on the next one.
Yeah.
So, all right. So here's where I'm at on this. I am concerned that this is going to get banned next week. Now, I said last month, I don't think it's going to kill the Eagles. I think if it does, they'll figure out.
They've been seeing this. I'm pretty sure they're prepared for what they're prepared.
I don't think the Eagles season next year will be fundamentally different if the tush push is banned. But I do think there's something's going on here. And Hugh, I first thought it, we had the Packers, right? That they were the first ones to cry about this, and they're the ones that proposed it. But I think it was when Raheem Morris and Sean McDermott.
I was surprised at Coach Morris for that one, though. I'm not going to lie.
Because
I was surprised.
I always think you were disappointed. And McDermott, you were disappointed.
I was disappointed. I was definitely disappointed in Sean.
I always think when there's something that maybe like 20 people feel, but no one's willing to be the first one to say it, everyone's just like, I don't want to be the one to say it.
They call those people weenies.
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 But when one weenie says it, then the next weenie could be like, well, you know what? He might be right. And then the third weenie could be like, you know what? They're both right. It's almost like the seal was broken here.
The
weenie seal was broken. That's a perfect way to say it in a weird way. Like once a few people in the NFL, and these are defensive coaches. Raheem Morris and McDermott are defensive guys.
I'm surprised at that.
And Sean McDermott's from here, which,
not only that.
He's disappointing the people listening to us.
No, the thing for me is this. The fact that you used it, and you used it trying to advance in the AFC championship game.
They did it over and over.
And then you sat there with a straight ass face and said, it's very dangerous to the players.
Meanwhile, if I'm his offensive lineman and his quarterback, I'm like, hey, dude, thanks a lot.
Yeah. So I put my life in danger.
But I just think once they said it out loud, then I'm just making a thing up. Like if you're the Cardinals and you don't like the tush push, if you're the Commanders and you're obviously facing the Eagles, wouldn't you be like, you know what? If they're going to vote for it, maybe I'll vote for it. And then maybe we'll
especially if you're a team that couldn't stop it.
Yes.
Yeah. We're a team that doesn't run it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it has anything to do with the injury stuff at this point. I really don't.
No.
No.
They came out and said there was no data that said anyone gets hurt.
So basically, if they ban this play, it's basically they're banning it because nobody else could do it, and we don't want you to do it anymore.
Yes.
Because it's a clear advantage for you.
It's a convenient lever for them to pull to knock the Eagles down a peg. We're the only team that runs it as often as we do and as successfully as we do, and we just won the Super Bowl. It's their way of saying, let's level the playing field a little bit.
Waving at who?
Well, somebody, did Buddy wave? He walked over here and waved at me.
You're going to confuse our YouTube
viewers. No, I'm just saying, because I didn't want to be rude. He waved, and
we're on the air.
We're working.
He saw that, and he still waved. I'm just waving.
I know, but like if
you... Are you going to wave at everybody that walks by
now? I don't
want
to be rude,
hold on.
Man.
When you played in the NFL, 70,000 people cheered and waved at you.
It's a little different.
No, it's kind of the same.
We work in an environment...
You focused on the next play.
We work in an environment where it's like we're in a fishbowl. When you look around, we're in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
And how many times have people walked past and he waved and I just didn't want to be rude?
Well, we can't be that distracted all the time. We kind of have to focus on...
Hello?
We were just talking about the tush push, and now you're waving to people.
It
wasn't the wave. You said hello.
Yeah, you derailed the entire conversation.
I did not derail the whole conversation.
This is an audio and now visual medium.
I did not derail the whole conversation.
Now we're talking about your wave and not the tush push.
You said hello.
It's the most important business.
A wave is silent. A wave is
You know what?
And no one sees that. No one knows that.
Because I knew I was on TV, and it just felt if I did this,
it's in
like, what are you doing?
It's
I'm
in
like,
his head. This YouTube thing is officially
and
in your
and
head.
And you threw me off. Like, we were having a good conversation about the tush push, and you're waving at
the weenies. We're talking about the weenies.
I think Kyle just thrown off anyway. I think Kyle is just mad because of other stuff.
I'm not.
I don't think he is, actually. I think he's okay.
I'm fine.
He's fine. Now he's getting it all out now.
No, so like let me ask you this.
Yes.
So your son's starting to play baseball now, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. If he's up at the batter's box and he sees somebody and he stops in the middle of his at-bat to wave at somebody, are you like, lock in?
He does that now.
But what's the lesson after the game?
Well, like, it's not conducive.
Harper, you probably should try to focus.
I say, Harper, you probably need to focus, man.
Right.
Focus
okay.
A little bit.
All right. Well,
but he got time. We got time. It's only the first game.
But this is not
You're supposed to be a professional.
It's only the second day. Now, that's debatable. No, but, being a professional is debatable.
But you've been doing this for a long time.
I have. This is the first time I've done it on TV. See,
we used to be on ESPN.
Well, see, and I left that because I didn't want to get dressed up. Now y'all put me on YouTube. Now I got to put clothes on.
We're wearing hoodies
and I got to wear bright clothes so they can see my face. Because I'm a little darker complected, and I need more light. I need more lights, man.
Who's more in their head in a big moment, Alec Boehm or Hugh Douglas?
Right now, it would probably be
me. I think
me.
It's you. All right,
we got to start wearing makeup after a while.
There's no shot I'm wearing makeup.
They'd be like, you on TV looking shiny.
Hold on a second. What are the odds any one of us is going to put makeup on?
I'd say between all of us that do the show.
Most likely to put makeup on is?
Joe the camera. Where's the lie? Out of all of us that are in this new medium.
I just thought of it. That's why I got pictured it when you said it.
Because it fits, don't it? Like you said, out of all of us.
Out of all of us. Yeah, I did. I had
Joe
that
the camera
question.
Would be the one. Because Joe the camera likes to present well. That's my dog. Like Joe's cool, but he wants to look nice.
Yeah.
Joe will put makeup on.
Okay. Well, we might have to figure out who the first person's going to be. All right. 215-592-9494. All
right. I won that one.
It was a good answer. Last thing, back to the phones on the Tush Push. As of today, I wouldn't say I think it's going to get banned, but I don't think this is a route. Like, you know how they need 24 votes?
Yeah.
5 months ago, I would have said they're not going to get anywhere close to 24 votes. And now, like this morning, as I hear Diana Rossini talk about it, this thing might be closer than we want it to be. I mean, there could be a situation where there's a story next week, like, you know, the teams have 17 teams that want this out. Maybe not quite 24.
17? Well, do you think it's that high?
What do you think she's referencing? You think she's doing all that if there's 5 teams that want this out?
Well, I don't think necessarily it's the teams. Let me say it like this.
But not
the number of teams, but the teams.
Which
you see what I'm saying? Like, I would say probably, I guess for lack of a better way of saying it, the blue blood squads. Like, I would be curious to see what the Dallas Cowboys think. We already know what the Green Bay Packers think.
Right.
The Chicago Bears. You know, you follow where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Like the legacy teams,
old
school teams. I would be curious to see what some of those owners think.
I'm with you. I don't even know who gets to make the decision. Is it the current head coach? Is it a front office person? Like, who's the one that says our vote's going to be? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's with the owners, and the owners will be like the coaches will say, give their spiel, and the owners will say what they think. And then the competition committee, because I think Coach Bowles is on the competition committee.
Right.
Rich McKay's on it. I would be curious to think or to see where he's at with it.
Well, we're going to find out next week. The owners are meeting with their Yakutas down in Palm Beach. Kenny from the Dirty 30. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. Earlier you had a caller talking about that horse race in Siena.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even come close to giving that thing justice. You got a picture a horse racing arena about the size of a football field with buildings surrounding it so there's no sidelines. And then take Mardi Gras and mix it in with the Mummers Parade and then mix it in like the Eagles Super Bowl Parade and then add about 30 more cases of beer per person and then have tickets cost about $5,000 a piece to get to the front row and then add in guys with flags representing each of the horses that have these flags with spears on them and they chuck them in the air and have to catch them. And there's a whole competition, and if you miss it, you kind of get lanced. That thing is
Wait a minute, wait a minute, hold up.
Lanced?
Wait a minute, I guess they're sharp, they're
it's
spears.
A spear.
Yeah, a lancing is a problem.
And my partner talking about hanging out down there real close to him. No, I'm cool.
Well, I didn't know all the details that Kenny just gave us. I know I'm getting lanced.
I didn't need to know the details. Yeah. No, when you said horses, I'm up in the stands.
Yeah, there's a difference between getting kicked by a horse and lanced. Lanced.
There's no stands. You're standing there, butts to bellies. About 5 or 6 rows back, then there's the buildings, and then you can go into the building and you have to buy a window that you can look out.
Yeah, that's what I'll probably do. We got to get a window.
You, it is so crazy. It's something you absolutely have to see to believe that it even exists in this world, yet they do it once or twice a year, every year in Siena.
It sounds awesome to at least watch from a distance. Kenny, what do you think on the Phils?
I'm not going to say shadows aren't real, and I'm not going to say it didn't affect them, but every time I hear that as an excuse, I think to myself, didn't bother the catchers. Like, I don't see a lot of pass balls. I don't see the guys dropping. So, I mean, the catchers can see it just fine. So, to me, the hitters, I don't necessarily know if that's totally a valid excuse.
Yeah, it's one they go to a lot. I mean, it's a fair point. Yeah, the catchers didn't seem to have a problem yesterday, even on the pitches that were in the dirt. Kenny, so where should we go? What's the sports venue we should check out one day?
Well, the shame is the building's still there, but I don't think they do boxing anymore. But if you ever went to the Blue Horizon in Philly to see boxing, I've never in my life been to a better venue anywhere, ever.
I like that, a local one there.
The whole atmosphere, the everything about it. Hugh, you would have loved it. Loved it. It was around when you were playing here, Hugh. I mean, as old school as it gets. Think of the very opening scene of the original Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what, Kenny? That's a great one. Kenny, good phone call. Good, we appreciate it. I like that. We've spanned the globe today. Now we're back here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Your calls on the Phillies coming up. They get the win. Did you like what you saw? I liked what I saw at a Wheeler. Boom with the big hit. I thought Turner's at-bats were better. I know I'm getting... what a world I live in now. I'm getting yelled at for defending Trey Turner for not having results. I thought his approach to play was better yesterday.
Yeah, you took the pledge, man.
But the pledge requires seeing things the you know...
First game of the season.
It's not even this first game. It's just we asked for a better approach, and he had a better approach. Hmm. Now the results might start following tomorrow. Okay,
they struck out 19 times.
He only struck out once. All right, your phone call's there. Marsh stinks, by the way. All right, there's your accountability. All right, first, after this, it is a Fransky Friday, a game to react to with Scott. We'll do that next and all your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From upsets to buzzer beaters, get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Bet the money line. You can bet spreads, deep tournament runs, and who you think will win it all. All tournament long, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Radio100 to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.